This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A West Columbus football standout who became a sheriff's deputy died in the line of duty early this morning. Devin Mason, a native of Evergreen, was one of two deputies ambushed in Darlington County. The suspect was killed in the gunfight. The other deputy is recovering. We have much more on this story on our website. County commissioners questioned finance officers for more than a half an hour Monday before they finally approved 37 last-minute budget amendments totaling $1.5 million. Much of the funding is set aside as a contingency for late invoices that are billed to the county that the bills don't come in until after the start of the fiscal year. If the money is not used, it will be returned to the general fund. County Manager Eddie Madden pointed out that the amount this year was significantly less than last year's $5 million. The board also approved a public hearing for July 21st to accept comments on a proposed large gathering ordinance. The new rules would prohibit gatherings outside of schools during the regular day, among other limitations. Independence Week kicks off with a bang tonight in the town of Brunswick. The 4th of July extravaganza starts at 7 p.m. The fireworks will be around 9. Now, the Columbus County Let Freedom Ring celebration, 38th annual one this year, folks. That's going to be set at South Columbus High School on Thursday at 6 p.m. with live entertainment, food trucks, and much more. Now, that is the biggest fireworks display in the county that kicks off around 9 p.m. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th with a golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. on Friday at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Chadburn will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on Saturday, July 5th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chadburn Event Field. We have a full list of Independence Day activities on our website at columbuscountynews.com. Speaking of fireworks and firecrackers, Operation Firecracker, the state's largest anti-DWI campaign, runs through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will be conducting enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Wildlife officers will also be increasing marine patrols July 4th through 6th to reduce impaired boating during Operation Drywater. Corey Finch is the new police chief for the town of Lake Waccamaw. The combat veteran and longtime officer replaced Scott Hyatt, who retired last week after 26 years with the town. Finch previously worked for the City of Whiteville Police Department. Columbus Regional is going to open its own pain management clinic this week. That'll save a lot of travel for folks who need those services. Advanced Pain Solutions will offer a variety of pain management at its 320 West Jefferson Street office that's right near the emergency entrance. Look for more on this story on our website. Multiple illegal firearms sent a Tabor City area man to jail last week. Carlos Register, age 23, of 10 Mile Road, was held under a $60,000 secured bond. He was arrested on 3 counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction and 4 of possession of a firearm by a felon. Deputies took him into custody on Wednesday. A Tabor City break-in suspect was awakened by police on Saturday. John Henry Thomas, age 81, was found asleep with a crack pipe in the back bedroom of a home on Old School Road, according to TCPD. He was charged with breaking and entering and drug paraphernalia. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.